Perfect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun.
Happy Friday.
It's not Friday.
Colin, I wish it was Friday. Oh, now gosh. I'm sad. Damn it.
Are you sick of me yet?
No. Are you kidding me?
You got to be a little more annoying than that, Meredith.
I hung out with you almost all day yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Early morning today.
Today, yeah.
And then I was like, I wonder if she's going to like call off for
you
podcast.
You were a huge
recording.
Help with me today.
I don't know about that.
I had a big project and you like helped
learning.
Me kill it out for real. That was awesome.
You have a big visit next week, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't care, you know? I mean, I do, obviously. It's my job to care, but
yeah.
Like everyone's like, ooh, and I'm just like, they're people.
Yeah.
They're people.
Well, it's just natural for you to just get it right. Like, it's your store,
yeah.
So it's already right. You're just doing an extra check.
Right.
Which is awesome. I was thinking about that because we were looking at dates on candy.
Yeah.
We found one out of date.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really out of date. It was March 11th, which will be too close to the time that they visit.
Right.
So that's how it just shows how great you are in your stores.
Well, I can't take all the credit for that.
And the other, like, as soon as we started looking, the woman at the self-checkout, she started looking at the other ones that we weren't looking at and filling them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, and that's if you work the front end, you should be doing that regularly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Meredith's fun. Hey, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Meredith's fun when she found the 500 outdates in the.
Can Ashley hear us if she's still on? Because I have the microphone very low so that we're not screaming in anyone's ears because I'm very loud.
We're loud.
We're very loud.
Oh, she hasn't answered yet.
That's okay. She probably hopped on and hopped off. Maybe.
Yeah. No, she's still here.
Oh.
Anyways.
Just see if anybody says that they can or can't hear us. They should. We should. I just don't. This thing is so touchy. Like, if you bang on it, it's very touchy.
Let me ask her on here.
Good. I'll have time for a drink.
Drinky drink. Oh, drink. She said yes. Okay.
Oh, good. Thanks. It's not too loud.
Not too loud. And I'm getting Snapchats from Florida. Oops. Why did I close that out? Hello. Anyways.
We have a new friend on our Snapchat, Florida gang.
Yeah.
That's
Marlin.
Fun.
Marlin.
He said it was booty for supper.
Booty for supper. What up, Tim? An Aeon Lounge. Yay.
Hi. Hi, guys. We didn't even know we were going to go live.
I know.
Cass is in her sweatpants, and I was like, you want
to
go live?
Why do you have to tell people they can't see my sweatpants? What a bitch.
I'm all wrapped up in a sweater. I'm freezing down here in the basement.
It's cold, yeah.
For those that have been here, like Kristen, she knows it's cold down here. We need to get her back, by the way.
Are you coming back?
Yeah. So I was just asking Cass if she was sick of me because we now work together again.
Yay!
So we were together yesterday and today, this morning, early morning, and I am trying to get up early.
I'm still recovering from vacation.
I am not surviving.
I called off Monday because we had way too much fun over the weekend.
I called her a stupid bitch because Monday was my first day at work and she called off.
And what did I say? That's what you get for leaving me in the first place.
3 years ago. Almost exactly 3 years ago.
Kristen said, let's do it.
Let's do it. Yay. Good.
Also, Tuesday, I came home from work and boom, went to sleep and slept all night. And so then 3 a.m. came around this morning and I was like, I'm ready for today. And then I got home from work today and I was like.
Did you take a nap before you came
in the recliner. I was trying so hard not to. And I turned on Gilmore Girls because I'm like, I will not fall asleep during Gilmore Girls. Well, I was like half sleeping. Like, and I was like sitting in the recliner. So I was like this.
I feel like that's a show that I would definitely fall asleep to.
Really?
That to me is like watching golf.
Oh, I like it.
It's got to be a Dateline, a 2020.
Yeah.
Someone's got to get, you know.
You know what? I like
up.
The murder shows to fall asleep to.
What?
Yeah.
But don't you want to know who done it?
I think I'm telling you, I have watched Murder, She Wrote. Every episode a million times, and I've never seen the endings. I always fall asleep.
I guess that's like me with Golden Girls. Like, I know all the jokes, but I usually fall asleep to it, so I know what's going to happen. But
I've never watched Gilmore Girls, so it's a new thing
I guess
for
that's kind of like my Golden Girls, and it's kind of like cute and fun, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
I think Julia watched the whole thing once, and I went upstairs to just see what she was watching, and it was like about 5 minutes. I'm like, yep, no, I'm done with that one.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
It's,
nobody
you know,
was getting killed.
No. It's very family show. I mean, there's some funny jokes in it that maybe aren't too, you know, family friendly, but it's pretty funny.
You know, it's a joke because we just asked everybody what their normal working hours are for retail. They were all over the place.
Yeah.
Like Shannon wakes up at 1 a.m.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Yeah, Shannon never sleeps.
No, never.
She never sleeps.
I try to beat her to the Snapchat because have the streaks.
Yeah.
Never. It's always like, good morning, bitches.
Yeah. I'll wake up in the middle of the night to pee and I'm like, oh, Shannon's up going to work.
It's horrible.
That is.
And I'm trying. So I, for 3 years, I logged in from 9 to 5 on my computer. So that means that if I had a rough night, I could get up at 8:55, roll out of bed and log in at 9. Yeah. So last week I made sure that I was trying to get up like around 6, 5, 4. You have to work your way back.
You do. Yeah.
You kind of get used to being a night owl.
Right. Right.
You know, especially when you know you don't have to log in early.
Well, that's just going to bed early, too. Then if you want to stay up late one night, it's like impossible.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
I was going to watch a show last night. It was 7:15. And I'm just like, yeah, it's about time to go to sleep. But I knew I was getting up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock this morning to go see you at the store. So
you're on my schedule now.
I do not miss driving on Highway 12. And Gilmore and 83 and 22 to get to 94.
Yeah.
I don't miss that.
And that's
I got cut off like 5 times today.
That's why I try to leave my house before 5 a.m.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Because once 5:30 hits and you're just hitting 12, you're fucked.
I left my house at 5:35. I thought, oh, I'll be all right. As soon as I started on Route 12 or on to Gilmore, I was like, I definitely left too late.
You know, a lot of times it'll take me to the next one, which is 60, and that is a little more better moving.
It's a little faster.
Also, Eric says he goes down 12 to Old McHenry Road and then cuts over.
Eric goes about 90 miles an hour.
He does.
He's past me like I'm standing still, and I'm not a slow driver.
Yeah.
I am a little bit slower because I have a new car.
I passed you today.
We have the same car now.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, no.
You got the Tucson.
Yeah, you have the Santa Fe.
I got the Santa Fe.
So, but they're similar.
Very similar.
I feel like they made the Tucson as big as your Santa Fe.
Yeah, I feel like the new ones are. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to behave because it's like, you know, new rims. You know, I don't want to be the independent female. What is that? The national, what is that? Independent Female Day or something? What is that called?
I don't know what that is.
And they show the rims are all messed up.
Oh, Nikki says hi. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Gilmer.
Gilmer.
It's because we were talking about Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore, yeah, so I had
I got Gilmore in her head.
My brain's been up all day.
That's so funny.
Like everyone else, but I'm still getting used to it. Anything else?
Judy says hi, too. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, Adam. Adam's watching.
Hi, Adam. Oh, my gosh. For, like, not even announcing that we're going on live, there's a lot of people. Thanks, everybody.
Amazing.
So, of course, I always have a theme, right? I didn't even tell you about this.
No, it's fine.
But in retail, there's, like, common sayings.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about that before, but you know me. I have to ask AI.
Yeah.
Right? Because I want to know
I
what AI.
I love the chat, GPT.
Yeah. So it's telling us like favorite sayings in retail. Let's see if they aged well or didn't.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Obviously the first one. What do you think the first one is? Number one. If you think about customer service, customer support, what do you think is going to be the number one on here?
Did you find everything?
The customer is always
right. Oh, ew. Oh, okay. That, okay.
Yeah, no, think ew. Think these are eels.
Yeah. Ew.
Did you find everything okay?
Well, I was thinking that's when you're coming to check out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or even like, how was your day?
Oh,
like,
you know what? I was at Jewel by my house and they asked a customer in front of me, did you find everything okay? And he was like, no. And she was like, oh, well, hopefully next time you can find everything. He goes, I doubt it. And she just kind of was like, can I help you find something now?
I hate rude people.
Yeah. He's like, can I help you find something now? He's like, it's too late now. I'm already in line and checking out. I was like, oh, just, she probably wished she never asked that question.
Yeah. But then you're required to for the mystery shops.
They were definitely not mystery shoppers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Gross.
I felt so bad for the cashier. And it was
Sean
that I always go to. Hi, Sean.
Sean.
It's always someone that I go to.
Yeah.
So I just like smiled at her and made sure I did like the extra, you know, you're doing great. And
there's
stuff.
Nothing better than watching like a horrible interaction and then being able to go up there and being like, wow, that really fucking sucked. I'm so sorry. And I'm
People
so embarrassed.
Are terrible.
Yeah. And they're like, oh my God, I know. This is just, you should probably quit this job. That's what I tell.
Hey, I know a place that you can work.
Yeah.
We're hiring.
We're hiring.
Hey, cheers. Cheers, everybody. If you have a drink, I don't know, it's Wednesday. I think it is for Shannon anyways, right?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, yeah. No, Thursday.
Oh, Thursday nights. It's That's right. Wednesday. Thursday night's party night.
Yeah. Don't see. You're like, oh, it's Friday. No, it's not. Then you're like, oh, it's Thursday. No, it's not. I'm it's only Wednesday.
I'm wishing.
We're on hump day. It's fine. We only got two more days.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can handle that. Nikki said cheers. She's having a drink with us.
Good, good.
Thanks, Nikki. At least somebody supports our bad habits.
We got a lot of them. We work in retail. We have a lot of bad habits.
Well, you know, it's like, yeah, sometimes when you work retail, you have to have a drink in the middle of the week. And I think any job, you can just have a drink in the middle of the week.
I think so, too. So the next one, we're talking about, like, favorite sayings. This one's kind of fun. This one's called retail therapy. Okay. They're calling it retail therapy.
Okay.
Right? The lighthearted phrase that suggests just about anything.
Yeah.
You could say that, just like you were saying with drinking, you can say, let's go have some retail therapy.
Right.
Right? So I like that saying. Yeah. That's not as bad as the customer is always right.
Yeah.
The other one is the early bird catches the worm.
Gross.
And what do they always say? The second mouse gets the cheese.
Yeah. The early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the
cheese. Yeah, right. Someone else had said that on like another. I'm like, oh, that's so clever.
Yeah.
I know it's old, but every time it comes up, I'm like, it's so true.
Judy said she has no tolerance for alcohol, so we'll have one for her. Okay.
Oh, I don't either. I shouldn't even be. Look, I have water too. I have water too.
That is not water. That's soda.
It's not. No, it's not. It's blood orange. How do you say that word?
Sole.
Sure. Yeah, whatever. It's bubbly. It's bubbly. Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé.
He does the other one. It's carbonated water.
We were talking about those soda. Those poppies. The poppies. That's pop. But it's got like apple cider vinegar
in
it.
It's got probiotics in it. It's going to make you shit.
That's okay.
Sorry about
maybe sometimes
don't like
I need help pooping. Prebiotics, probiotics.
Have you ever heard of this one? Sell the sizzle, not the steak.
Ew, that sounds like Chili's for sure. That is Chili's.
When I say they're that, like, can you like smell Chili's?
Fajitas.
Like the, or fajitas, or vaginas. They walk through.
Yeah. They like take it the extra long way around when you order those so everybody can smell them.
Yeah.
And then you're like, that smells so good.
I'll just munch on my salad.
You get all veggie fajitas. That's good too.
Yeah.
I could do peppers and onions.
They still sizzle them.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Chili's in years. When was the last time everybody was at Chili's? And you like Chili's?
I go to Chili's.
Yeah. I like Chili's.
Oh, hi, Steve, your husband.
Aw. We just celebrate our 24th wedding anniversary.
Jason says prebiotics, not probiotics.
Should I tell everybody about the card that I got, Steve? How cute it was?
Oh, my God. Please do. This is a great story.
So I went shopping. And I got a very nice card and some snacks for my husband for our anniversary on Monday. And he's reading the card out. And I'm like, yeah, it's so cute. It's like, you know, my husband is strong. And my husband, you know, it's one of those like cutesy cutesy ones. And he goes on the inside and he's reading it. And he says something about, I'm so happy to be your husband. And I'm like, wait, your daughter's coming here. Read that again. So he reads it from the outside. He's just like joking around about it. You know, I'm strong. Yes. All this kind of stuff. And then he goes on the inside again. And he goes, and I'm so happy to be your husband. I'm like, what do you keep? You're reading that wrong. Get your glasses. No, I bought a card that is to a husband from a husband.
You know, Meredith was like, do. Yep, this is a good one.
That's what he said. I go, I can't believe it. It took me a whole 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 minute to pick it out.
God, that is so funny.
Well, when you go for an anniversary card, it's all for the wives.
Right.
That's what it's all. The whole section is for the wives. So all I did was like zero in on the one that said husband.
Yeah.
And I opened it. I'm like, fine, cute.
Perfect.
Yeah. Like blues and whatever colors. I'm like, perfect. Yeah. So we had
Are
a very
good
laugh.
Are you hiding something from us, Meredith?
We had a very good laugh. It was fun. And I actually didn't get it. Julia's the one that got it. She goes, did you just get a husband to a husband card? I'm like, oh, that's what it
I forget was. That, like, we have to watch for that. Like, I don't think about that, you know?
And like I said, it was all wives. So as soon as I saw the word husband, I'm like, oh, this is the one. This is the card.
This is the one.
This is the one.
Never mind what it says on the inside. Only read the outer side.
Have you ever heard stack it high and, I just said that wrong. Yeah, no, stack it high and let it fly.
No.
Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that?
No.
Stack it high and let it fly. That sounds like a store director would say that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He'd be like, put that whole pallet out. Stack it high and let it fly.
don't know.
Moon pies. Palette of moon pies.
Again, this is AI letting us know what these are.
Yeah.
Don't cry over spilled milk.
That's not a retail saying, right? That's what I tell the
kids. That's like great grandma saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like, don't trust the mailman. That's like a great grandma thing.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Yeah, I never heard that.
It says every sale has five basic obstacles. No need, no money, no hurry, no desire, no trust. That's a really long phrase.
I don't even understand what that means.
I don't know.
No
AI.
Need, no hurry, no money.
This that doesn't sound like a sale. Reminds retail professionals of the common challenges they may face when trying to close a sale and the importance of overcoming objections.
Wait, read it again.
Oh, no. Okay. So it's for sale. Okay. Every sale has five basic obstacles. Like a person doesn't need it. They have no money. They're in a hurry.
Yeah.
There's no desire for the item, or there's no trust in the salesperson.
Okay.
So they say you got to X-nay all that.
Yeah.
So if there's any salespeople out there.
Yeah, I'm not a salesperson.
Okay, I've heard this one a few times, but I still don't get it. It's the devil is in the details.
The devil is in the details.
What does that mean to you?
I feel like that's like micromanaging, right?
Attention to detail is crucial.
Oh. That's well, that's opposite of what I was thinking.
Whether it's ensuring accurate pricing, maintaining store cleanliness, or providing
excellent
customer.
But why is that the devil? Shouldn't it be like cleanliness as godliness? Yeah. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like the God is in the details. Like the positive is in the details.
Yeah. Because doing all those details makes me feel like Satan.
The devil, yeah.
So maybe that's what it is?
I guess. I don't know. Oh, Nikki says, sounds like MLM jargon. It absolutely does.
It absolutely is.
That's
we
so
had
funny.
A whole episode on that because I like it. I like stuff
and
like that.
And Judy said those are grandma sayings.
Those are. Yeah, yeah, they are. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's
here's
funny.
Another one. You can't please everyone.
That is words to live by. That's
I feel
not
like
just,
that didn't age well at all.
That's not like a retail saying. That is words to live by.
Because I don't think a lot of people can be pleased anymore.
Actually, I bought two Bucky shirts when I was in Florida.
UCs.
And one says, you can't please everyone, you're not Bucky's.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Bucky's. If you have not gone to a Bucky's, please go visit.
Do you know that Johnny was like, well, it's a gas station. And I was like, so offended. We're also going to talk about how Johnny was a boomer on the airplane.
He doesn't. I got one more saying, and then we're going to talk about
it. He don't leave the village enough. That's all I'm going to say.
I can't wait. You told me some of it. We were trying to work this week, though, so we didn't talk too much about it. Wait till Wednesday night.
I know.
The last one is retail is detail. Do you know that this podcast was almost called The Retail Details, but it's already out there?
Oh.
So we picked the Clopin Effect instead.
Don't go listen to them, though. Stay here.
No, they haven't recorded since 2018.
Oh.
They were supposed to be a comedy, but they're not around anymore.
No.
But they were called The Retail Details. So this one says, retail is detail. This saying underscores the importance of paying attention to every aspect.
No, stop.
It's all about the customer experience.
You know what? It's not that serious. Okay.
Retail is not that serious. Greg, I don't know if he's on, but he always tells me, retail is not that serious.
It's not that serious.
Just go do your job.
Get the product out on the shelf. If people want it, they'll buy it. This is what I laugh about, right? So I was talking to the other boss today because he was in charge of all the details that I was doing today. And he's like, these people act like they're the only product in the store. They should have 8,000 displays up and all this stuff. And it's like, seriously, they only care and they only know about their product. Do you understand that other products buy display space? We're not just gonna put up a display because your boss is coming.
Right.
You have to pay for that.
Yep.
The store is planogrammed. Say, I'm just going to blurt out a company. Kraft. You know, they probably pay $30 million a year to have their product front and center, extra displays in the store, stuff like that. You come along and just like, oh, can you put up an extra display? No. No.
Yeah.
The whole store is planogrammed. They don't understand that, though.
And for a store to get planogrammed, it's 4 to 5 months in advance.
Right.
So if you call the store and say, you know, so-and-so is coming in 3 days.
Yeah.
The store has been planned for 6 months, you know, so.
And did you ever notice that, like, every, like, 3 to 4 months, it's the same thing on planogram?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be spaghetti sauce and then cereal and then peanut butter and then whatever and then spaghetti sauce again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, and it may be a different brand or whatever. It might be the same brand, but it's just a revolving. The sales are revolving every 3 to 4 months.
They or you have an end cap stuff. Of the same bread.
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll be
mac
two
and
different.
Cheese.
Yeah, yeah, mac and cheese. Yeah, exactly. Or you have like back to school.
Back to school, you got peanut butter and jelly and bread on the end cap, you know.
With
you're
the mac
making
and cheese.
Lunches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's always a candy end cap.
Yes.
Because that's impulse buy.
Yes.
We've talked about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or cleaning.
Cleaning.
Sometimes spring comes around. Spring cleaning.
There's a lot of spring cleaning.
Or during the holidays, it's the plates and the napkins.
Well,
and
you know what? They always have holiday baking, and now they have spring baking, which I feel like that's a new thing.
That has to be new.
Spring baking. I was like, who's baking in spring? You
got Is it for Easter? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they make it, but they don't call it Easter. They call it spring.
Right. That's the only thing I can think of, though. I mean, I don't think it would be bad to have your oven on or whatever in the spring, but definitely not summer.
Yeah.
And fall a little bit, but really you kind of save up through the fall. You're outside doing the campfires and getting those last.
Oh, they already got s'mores out. S'mores and grills are already out. We're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready for grilling season.
We were talking about grilling season on one of the calls today.
Yeah.
So tell us all about Johnny. He's not on, right?
Johnny? No.
We always talk about Johnny. We want to make sure he doesn't hear us.
Is any of my in-laws on? Hold on. Let me check. No.
Okay, good.
So I decided because I took Johnny to Florida with me this weekend. You all have to understand, my husband does not leave the small village that we live in very often. So he feels very comfortable. He's just very comfortable in his ways. And we all know I've called Johnny a Karen a million times on here. Well, I decided he's a boomer. He is a boomer Karen. And, okay, the best story is on our flight down there, we had the little TVs in the seats, so they gave him earbuds, you know. And he's got the volume all the way up because he can't hear shit. Well, every time they would come over the PA to make an announcement, it was like, ding, and then they would be like, you know, like that. Sorry if that hurt your ears. But that's what it was like. Hi, Emily. So he would like rip them out and be like, why do they have to keep making announcements like that? And I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like, I don't know. They're telling us how to use the emergency exits. We kind of need to know how to do that, you know? He's so bad. So then we're in Daytona Beach. It's the beginning of bike week. And every bar we go to, he's like, I want to buy a t-shirt. And I'm like, don't buy them now. Wait till the end of the night. We'll swing back around. You don't want to carry them all night.
Right.
Well, fuck me. You don't listen to me. So he just keeps layering on t-shirts. Go to the bar, buy a t-shirt. He'd put it on. I was like, we're going to get home. You're going to have 14 t-shirts on. You could barely see his neck.
How many did he have?
He only had four.
That's
like,
still
a lot. He bought three and then he had his t-shirt on, you know? So we're at the airport coming home. We're in Orlando, mind you, okay?
Children, that's families.
Where people land to go to Disney. We're there for an hour. You know, we got through security. Of course, I didn't check his outfit in the morning. He's got a Froggy Saloon shirt on. Froggy Saloon, Bike Week 2024, Daytona Beach. On the back is a very vulgar picture of frogs doing a very vulgar thing. And we're getting ready to get on the plane and I'm behind him and I'm like, oh my God, he's wearing that shirt. I was like, Johnny, you wore that shirt to the airport. He's like, yeah, people are kind of giving me looks. And I'm like, he was like, yeah, that one lady on the tram, you know, we got to take the tram. She kind of gave me a look and I'm like, oh, the lady with her 12-year-old daughter. Yeah, I wonder why.
Oh, no.
He is so bad. This is why I don't take him anywhere.
It's like, this is it. This is
That's it.
It's your last vacation,
That was your
Johnny.
Vacation. Yeah. Aww. That's it.
I guess so, you guys will just have to keep going up to the cabin.
Shannon's like, oh, Johnny. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, Emily, it's not Tuesday. This is a nice surprise.
Yay. I know. We were just exhausted last night.
Yeah. I literally went to bed after work last night.
Emily, I asked Cass if she was sick of me already because we've been working 2 days in a row.
Never.
Never.
I don't think I could get sick of you. I mean, you would really have to, like, be mean to me about something.
I mean, I'm annoying. That's enough.
You're not, though. I don't think you are. I've been on vacation with you.
That's true.
Like, you know, we've spent days together. Yeah. So I don't really foresee me like being like, oh God, I'm so sick and tired of Meredith. She's
and
just
if you are,
so
you'll
nice.
You'll just text Bestie and be like, this fucking
dude,
bitch.
For real.
Why did you have to come back?
Why? Why? Whatever. We're gonna get oh, ciao, Katie.
Oh, hi, Katie.
That's so funny.
Can we talk about okay, so
all right, what now?
You know when you're a young child and you're in a quiet, like you're at a wedding, you're in church, you're in whatever, and you know, you do something funny happens and you have to hold your laugh in.
I
and
can't.
All that does is make it worse.
Yes. Yes.
That happened to me yesterday at the store.
Uh oh.
You were showing me something on your new work phone.
Yeah.
And I looked up and this woman was walking.
Oh my God. Now I remember.
And this woman's walking towards me and I'm staring at her because I'm like, something is strange about her. And as she's getting closer, her eyebrows were like the upside down Nike swish.
They were.
And I was just like, my mind was blown.
And I'm going like this, blah, blah, blah.
And she's telling, and I can't blah, blah, blah. Focus on anything that you're saying. And I'm like, uh-huh, eyebrows, uh-huh,
yeah,
eyebrows. Like eyebrows.
And I turn around and I look, and the lady's bending over.
To get bread, because
so
it was on the aisle.
I can only see, like this part. And I was like, holy shit.
And so I'm there. She's trying to show me something. I don't even remember what you were telling me. We were talking
either.
About Nutella or something. And all I kept doing was just like looking over. And I'm not saying anything bad. They were very unique. Okay, I'm saying something bad. They were very unique. And I thought to myself, where are her friends, spouse, cousin,
you know what? Okay.
Anyone to tell her something's up with your eyebrows?
I remember my mother. Which, by the way, hi, Teresa. We
hi,
miss
Teresa.
You, too. I remember my mother just plucking the hell out of her eyebrows, right? She had this one thin little line, you know?
Yeah.
And then as, you know, generations go on,
our eyebrows
change.
Yeah.
And honestly, today, some of them are pretty ridiculous. They are so, like, and don't talk shit about my eyebrows, okay? I don't do anything with my eyebrows. They just live there, okay? I don't tweeze them. I don't wax. Every once in a while, I'll get them waxed. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing how different that looks. But anyways, they are so thick now. They draw them so overdone and everything. And it's like, she's just following the trend.
That was not, I'm sorry. That
I didn't
was not
say she followed it well. Oh. She's just following the trend because they were like, whoop, woo. Yeah. Like they were thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, if she got those microbladed.
No. Those had to be drawn on.
Those had to be.
They sell those stamps, too. You can do the stamp.
You know what? I bet that's what it was, and she
because
probably bought them from Nike.
Because they were too perfect.
Nike must have an eyebrow brand now. I'm sure of it.
Shannon says she don't do nothing to hers either. Yeah,
I do. I wouldn't have any if I didn't. Like, I see Tamara.
Yours are good.
My favorite microblader lady. She's from Schaumburg. Her name is Tamara. Check it out. Find her on Instagram. I actually am going to go see her this weekend because she's fabulous. But I was telling her the last time, last year when I went to go see her, she had just found out that she was going to have to go through a divorce. So she was like, they numb you. But as she was talking, I could tell because I've seen her about 4 or 5 times or so. I could tell she was angry as she was telling me about what her husband was doing to her.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And I was afraid that I was going to wake up to like or like sit up and it was going to be like this, like the lady that we saw at the store. But it wasn't. It actually turned out very nice.
You know, because have you seen those women that do eyebrows and they like prank their mother-in-laws?
Oh, gosh.
And they're like, okay, you're done. And they're like, what the fuck did you do?
Oh, baby, you ain't done. You ain't done.
Yeah. And then she wipes it and then it's like, oh, they are perfect, you know. But yeah, your eyebrows look so good.
So much better. I wouldn't have any.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have any if she didn't do them. So it's really a nice treat.
Yeah.
I spoil myself with them.
Yeah.
Show everyone what you got in Florida. You brought something home.
I'm sure they've seen it.
Lighter. Let me get my lighter out. It's probably tough to see on the camera.
It is.
But,
and it's all
scabby. It's definitely still healing.
Yeah.
And what does your friend, what does Jay have?
So I got a lighter and Jay got a Molotov cocktail because, you know, I'm the one that lights the fire when I go down there for the weekend. And then he's the one who, like, blows the place up. So I saw it a long time ago on Best Friend Tattoo. So I was like, let's get this. And we finally did. So, and I'm going to let my neighbor do some stuff to it too, because I want some words around it. And then I was thinking I'm probably going to get some filigree, you know?
Oh, like, yeah.
Some like whooshes, you know? So,
and then all of a sudden, you'll just have a whole sleeve.
Well, yeah, probably right. Eventually. Yeah. I really want my leg sleeve. Mm. I want a leg sleeve. Like, I started at the ankle and I'm going to work my way up, and I've dreamt about it and I know what I want, and it's just going to be amazing. But you think, like, the one on my ankle, I got the first part when I turned 18, and then I got the rest of it when I turned 22. So I haven't gotten a tattoo in 20 years. And I asked Tim today, Retail Rockstar, I was like, what do I do now? Because I had the Saran wrap over it.
Oh, yeah.
And Jay yelled at me. He was like, take that shit off of there. It should only be on there for 24 hours. But Tim did say it, like, you can have it like 3 days. So,
oh, okay.
Because then I was scared. I was like, oh God, did I mess it up? But now it's all like crusty and like, ugh. So
for those that are listening, do you have tattoos and what do you have?
Yeah.
I'd be curious.
Hi, Cindy.
Because I am ready for some ink, and I know that I want like butterflies and, you know, maybe like some fun stuff, like a book to, you know.
I thought Johnny was going to get a Daytona Beach tramp stamp, but he didn't.
Those are out now, right? Or I don't know.
I don't know.
Are they in or out?
I don't know.
What do we have? Anybody got tattoos?
Finally caught your live. Yes, you finally caught our live, Cindy.
Cindy, do you have a tattoo?
Cindy has a tattoo, doesn't she? I think she does. Cindy looks like a tattoo person.
I know a couple Cindy, so I don't know, and I can't see anybody. So
yeah, it's Cindy Lou.
Okay.
Kelly. Oh, hi, Kelly. Kelly says no tats.
No tats? Let's fix that.
Oh, Cindy doesn't have any tats. I thought maybe she did. Teresa has 3 tattoos and a gift card for another one.
Nice. Nice.
Shannon says she has a butterfly tramp stamp. And then her and Vanessa have matching flowers on their neck.
Oh.
You got it on your neck? I never saw a tattoo on your neck. You got to send me a snap of that.
Sometimes it makes me sad when I watch on TikTok. Should I say talk of the ticket, though, probably.
The talk of the tick.
when they're covering up all theirs. Like, they're using the makeup, like, you know, to cover it all up. Why would you spend all your time doing that?
Well, and you know, I know up with makeup. My neighbor got a job one time, and, like, they didn't say anything about her tattoo in the interview. And then when she started working, they were like, yeah, we're going to need you to cover that up. So she had to go spend, like, $60 on this foundation that covers up your tattoos.
That's what I see. Yeah. That's what I see on
because
that app.
Because she had one, like, here, I guess, which maybe that's where Shannon's is. Is your Shannon, is yours here?
Hmm.
Maybe. Oh, and then she's got her breast cancer symbol with grandma's birthday. Yeah, oh. Shannon does. Teresa said she needs a good white tiger idea. Yeah, you do. You always love white tigers. Cheryl Sammons. Hi, Cheryl. She says she doesn't have a tat yet. I'm surprised you haven't gotten a beagle yet.
Well,
you need a beagle on your body somewhere. Or at least a paw print.
I need some more lotion from you, Cheryl. I'll text you. We were talking about MLMs, but that's not really one.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of is, but it's a good one.
It's not.
It's a good one.
I need some more lotion. I'll send you a text this week.
That's it. Everybody's tattoos. Yep. I'll share what I get. She says, I'll share what I get.
Mm.
Oh, when she gets a tattoo.
So for those that just hopped on, we were talking about driving and starting early because of traffic now because we work together now again, and it's in the city or we were in Skokie today.
Yeah.
So I have not missed all the bad drivers out there. So I have a new car. So I'm just kind of doing the speed limit. I'm not speeding too much because you're supposed to wait with the new tires. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
I just figured, whatever, I'm just going to see what it does. Yeah. And then I can go a little faster.
I blew past Meredith on 90 today.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
I was like, get the hell out of the way, Meredith.
Yeah. But so I'm just trying to behave myself because I don't want it all dinged up
and
stuff.
Right.
I got cut off by, I don't know if they were mad at me for going too slow, which I'm not, again, I'm not a slow driver.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe 65 and a 50,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't tell our boss.
No, never.
But I got cut off from both sides, and then I'm on the highway and this beautiful white Cadillac is in front of me. And it looked like he had just gotten it cleaned, probably just stole it. I don't know. And it's a 4-lane highway, and he's passing people on the
Right.
On the right. And so you can hear the tires go, or, you know, like
on
that.
Oh, he was passing on the shoulder?
On the shoulder. Oh, yeah, my God. The right. On the shoulder, and he kept going, and I could see him, and I could see him. I'm like, he either stole that car or he doesn't care, but
doesn't
it was a
care.
Beautiful
yeah.
Cadillac. I'm like, well, what are you doing?
Whenever I see people driving, like, a busted up car, and they're always the craziest ones, and I'm like, that's why your car fucking looks like that, you know?
This was not a busted up car.
Yeah.
So that's why I was kind of thinking maybe he stole it.
That's crazy.
But, and then he finally got off, like, on a exit, but I was like, wow, I did not miss this at
yeah.
all. I used to take the train. Every Wednesday was my long day, which is why we couldn't record, but we can record now.
Yeah.
I would take the train down. It would be nice. I would work, or I would listen to a podcast, or I would not do anything, nap, and then I would take the train back.
Yeah.
So I haven't had to be in traffic. So this is
gotta
learn all this again.
When you stopped driving was right when traffic started getting bad again, I feel like.
Yes.
Because during COVID, obviously.
It was so quiet.
It was so quiet. Everybody was working from home. People weren't leaving their houses at all.
Yeah.
So it was so nice. Like, you could just cruise all around. And that's when I started this job. And I was like, I don't know why everybody's complaining about driving. This is easy, you know? And slowly, it started building up traffic. And now, I feel like me and one of the workers at the store was just talking about it. Like, people are so bad all of a sudden
at driving.
They don't give a shit about anybody else on the road, and it's scary.
It is very
you have
scary.
To be very defensive driver. So I had to stop on my way home from work today and grab these racks that we have to build. I can't see out my back window. I hate that, because you gotta be aware of everything around. Mm-hmm. You know, to only have your side window or mirrors to rely on, it scares the shit out of me. So those will be getting done tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you have to go in the city tomorrow?
I got to go everywhere tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to surge it and get it done.
So I guess before we hop off, I have some, we always ask questions now every day on Facebook because everyone is so amazing at
she
their
says
answers.
We, it's her. It's never
I mean,
me.
I share it with you. Like, we were asking about, you know, a normal time and day of the week that people work, which we know it was all over the place, you know. And so the one was the top reason you work in retail.
Oh, God.
And Sarah from Two Chicks Talking
Flicks. I love you, Sarah.
I just freaking love Sarah. So the question is, the top reason you work in retail, she says, and I started reading this, and she says, for the pay, benefits, and for the customers. Oh, sorry, I read that why I left retail. I just love that.
Hi, Jenna.
I love that. And Melissa says, every day was an adventure, which is very
true. That's true.
It is always different. That's sometimes true. Good, sometimes not so much. She's always so positive, though. She's also retired, learning how to make tater tots.
What?
You know, and she was the winner.
Who makes tater
we sent
tots?
Her. We sent her a shirt, a bag, and a coffee mug or something.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so she's,
congratulations.
She got the bag today. I think the shirt and the mug are on the way, Melissa. And Kelly says, it says the top reason why you work in retail. And Kelly says, I'm nuts.
You kind of got
to
be a little bit.
Little bit. I think we all are a little
either
bit.
Either nuts or have an addiction of some sort.
Or both.
Which I always said that about kitchen, restaurant work.
Yeah.
Like, if you're working in a restaurant, like, you have an addiction.
Yeah.
You have an addiction. There's no question about it. It's either drugs or alcohol. Yeah. You got one or the other, you know.
I feel like if you get into retail and you're good at it, which is exactly what Shannon said, she's been doing it her whole life and she's good at it, you just do it. It's a career.
Yeah.
We always talk about that, right?
Yeah.
We've made it into a career.
We have, yeah, yeah.
Nikki says she's still trying to figure that out. Why is she still in retail? Yeah, same.
I mean,
so every
you know,
day, especially this morning when my alarm went off, I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm going to go look at dates on candy.
I do that every day. I say, oh my God.
Megan Lewis said pretty good pay at Sam's Club and people that I work with. But I feel like she is someone that is going to love everything that she does.
She does, yeah.
Because she's just that positive person that you always want around. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but I just thought those were all very, very funny. And then speaking, I know we mentioned Shannon a couple times, but it's only because I have her on my mind because she is one of the entries for the Clopin Awards.
Ooh.
So we have a couple people. We have three or four on there now. And
ooh,
we
you guys
also
better get in there.
Have sponsors. We have some amazing Kishwaukee Brewery, Newt, not nude, but Newt, properties is on there. Kishwaukee, Genuine Coffee is on there, and I knew I was going to forget the fourth person. Oh no, and Ed's Plants from Brooklyn, New York. So we have some amazing prizes. So please, if you are in retail or if you were in retail, take some pictures of yourself, post about it, about how great you are. Like, just please do it, because all of these people that are our sponsors, you and I, that we don't get to enter, it's going to be about the likes, but it's also going to be about, you know, the story. So please go. And it starts the 11th, but everyone's already in there, like, get involved. And please, there's quite a few people, you know, there's probably like 30 people that are going, interested, whatever, they want to hang out and see what's going on. So please, let's make it a big event. And if you own a small business or a small company and you want to sponsor it or just donate a basket, or, and I know that Kevy wrote to Courtney too from Innovative. So maybe we'll get something from them.
Like
so
new windows.
Wait, no, that I would like that. Okay. But seriously though, don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Go talk about yourself on there. So go on our Facebook page and then go to the events.
This is the only time I go on Facebook.
That's okay.
Although I did go on for our anniversary, and I wanted to say thank you for everybody who wished me and Johnny an anniversary. And then Meredith just had her anniversary. Yep. So thank you guys for always being so kind.
And we just had a Clopin anniversary. This is 3 years already.
Yeah.
151 episodes.
That's crazy.
Because of you people.
Yeah.
All of you. So.
And we have fun doing it. So
this is so much fun.
I never mind coming over.
Yeah, it's so much
fun. Well, there's some days where I'm just like, Meredith, do we have to do it this week? And she'll be like, no, we don't have to. And I'm like, thank God, I'm just going to go sleep my life away. Or we're sick.
Yeah, that's right. The worst. Then just keep your germs. Keep your germs a few miles away.
Yeah, if anybody around us has COVID, then we don't get together. I know they took away the 5-day, like, containing yourself.
Oh, did they? So now
COVID.
We all have it. We all just walk
around.
So
we're just
being
like, fuck it. I got COVID. I'll still come over.
We want to talk about not COVID, but looking through candy today.
Ugh,
there
so
was
dusty.
So much dust.
And I was like, why are my eyes so tired? I slept 48 hours.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I had to keep blowing my nose and it was disgusting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Candy's dusty.
It's so dusty.
And but the dates were good. So
I need a feather duster when I do that.
Yeah. There's the one store director in Illinois. He walks with in his pocket and he'll just go through and on the shelf, put it back in his pocket.
Joe.
I mean, for years.
He left the store that he was at, and he had his mini-me. I call him mini-me, but dude was taller than Joe. But he was this young kid, and he walks around just like Joe did.
Oh, wow.
Joe runs that store so good, and he gave it to this other kid, and this kid he's great. I love that store. That's one of my favorite stores.
Mm-hmm.
People are happy to work there because it's like, it's a good system they have, like everybody pitches in. It's not, I mean, you get crazy customers, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa says she misses retail a little bit. Well, go get a part-time job, work in retail.
Yeah,
you don't want to. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
But you know what? It would be fun, like if you didn't really need it, so you just went and did it like a couple days a week, and then you could be like, "Fuck you," you know, like because you're like, "I don't even need this job." Fuck you. You know, you could just, like, pick a week to just tell every single customer what you really want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, you should totally do that and then let us know how it goes.
Nah.
That's what I'm going to do when I retire.
So I have been to 2 McDonald's in the local area, and they have not been able to give me a Shamrock Shake.
Because McDonald's is gross.
I don't care. If it's just the whole thing.
How can you drink a Shamrock Shake?
With a stomach ache.
Cold and then minty cold.
Yeah.
I can't do
We're the opposite. That's can't why I can do it. So if you know of a McDonald's that has their Shamrock Shake machine working, send me a message on here. I'm
probably
serious.
Gotta go to like Waukegan or something. Go to Round Lake Beach. There's probably works.
Fine. It's right next door. I don't care. I really don't care.
You just really want a Shamrock Shake?
Yes, I get them every year. Every year.
I'm gonna find you one.
Someone find me one.
Shannon said, go up to the one on 120. Ryan's a manager there. He'll hook you up.
Aw.
Oh, and then Kelly said they never receive the mix. We don't have it either. Ashley said, no, McDonald's have it.
Yeah, and Shannon, okay. Shannon knew there was something going on.
Shannon said Ryan's been making them all week.
All right, I'm going
so
to Ryan's.
So the one on 120. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to Ryan's.
Other Kelly said, I had one last week at 31 South. 31 South.
I went to that one.
Like, wait, the 31? New one? The new one by the hospital, Kelly? Kind of near the hospital?
Oh, okay.
That one?
Oh, I get coffee there from there yeah. on my way home. Okay.
Yeah. So, right. yeah, check that out. Oh, Teresa says you could come up here. I'm not driving 2.5, 3 hours for a damn shamrock shake. Got to get some dry ice
at
to put
point,
it on.
At this point, I would. I tried to order 4 last week. She's like, oh, our shake machine is down. But you know what Doug said? When a baseball team would come in and they would ask for it, he would tell them that the machine was down. So maybe she heard me say, I'll have 4 shamrock shakes. She's like, no.
You know that company that owns the shake machines, they sued McDonald's because they weren't maintaining them. So they weren't getting used and then whatever, and they weren't making their sales and this and that. And so, yeah. But yes, other Kelly said yes, the one by the hospital.
Okay, I'm going to that one.
Or Shannon says.
No, I'm going to go to Ryan's first. Yeah. Well, now I get to. I'm going to get to.
There you go.
I'll stop by Ryan.
We only
have 30
of them within a 1 mile radius of us.
Can't find it. I'm going to start calling ahead. I'm going to call Ryan and be like, I'm calling ahead. I'm on my way.
I need to speak to the manager, Ryan, please.
We go like this, but really it's like this.
Hello.
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 We just aged ourselves.
No, sick. And then how do you take a picture? And they're like this, holding
But it's really
phone.
Like this. You just hit the. Yeah. You just hit your phone.
How do you take a picture? I take a picture like this. I go like this. Sick. We're old.
Oh, gosh.
That's so funny.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
We'll talk to you next week.
Now you're going to see me sit here awkwardly while Meredith turns off the camera.
Nope. We're just going to sit here awkwardly.
Fuck.
Do we just sit here?
Just stare at
All right,
camera.
Fine. I'm going. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. We love you. Cheryl and Shannon Bull said, bye.